Are you willing to pay the cost to achieve financial independence? Are you willing to pay the cost? Let's talk about it. Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. Wow, the month of February, man, we're already into this year. This year seems to be just flying along. I've been so swamped. I hope you're busy. It's kind of hard to say you're trying to get rich or become financially independent if you have empty days. I think I've got to be on like day, well over day 100 with not a single day off. I don't say this to brag. That's not my point. My point is I'm on a mission. And a lot of things, I don't know, maybe I should be stressed out. I own a lot of rental properties, and this is the first time in 15 years I've ever had more than two open at the same time. And it just so happens the three that I had come open, I've had three come open at the same time that I did an acquisition of another property. And I don't run staff. I mean, I do this stuff myself. You know, I hire electricians and plumbers and things like that. And from time to time, I hire carpenters if I have something going and I just can't do it. But I've had the problem with finding good people. That's a real struggle for me, because it really pisses me off to pay people to do subpar work. I'm at an age now, and I've achieved enough financial success that, you know what, I'll just let the house sit empty. You know, I mean, most of them are mortgage free. Before I hire someone to do subpar work and just have another dollar of my money, I just soon keep it, man. I'll just do it myself. And so I think as I've gotten older, I've been able to handle stress differently. And then I realized that, you know what, I'm going to get through these. Every problem I've ever had, every emergency, every crazy problem, every death, being fired from my job at the prison. I talk about this in my book, The Money Flow. My wife was 9 months pregnant and I was fired, which means I'm now going on Cobra insurance. It's ridiculously high. That turned in one of the greatest blessings of my life, because it gave me the push to pursue financial independence in my home business and the couple things that I had going. It gave me the push. And so in my life, every disaster seems to have resulted in, after you got past the disaster, in being in a better place. I once had a tree fall on a rental house. I mean, I've had, you know, just like everyone in everyone's life, all of these disasters, if you begin to look back, you end up in a better place than you were. I don't know what that's about. You know, nature's like that. When you burn down a forest, it comes back better. So there's something to that. It's hard to see it when you're in the mist, right? And so I've got all these open houses. It's hard for me to take a Saturday off when I got two houses that need to be remodeled, right? I'm on a mission. And when I finish the remodel, the property will be worth more money. I can raise the rent. I literally have control. This is the beautiful thing about real estate. In my own hands, I have the ability to give myself a raise. Like, I don't have to go ask someone. I can just get up every day, go in, work, and when I finish, I get a raise because I get to raise the rent. And I can do it again and again and again. And I have, like, control of my future. This is the beautiful thing about starting and creating a home business where, you know, it could be a farm you do from home. It could be maybe you manufacture some sort of product. You make things out of leather. My son does Instagram marketing. There's so many things that, I mean, I'm actually recording this in my truck, and because I'm fixing to work on a rental property, in the house next door, they're renters of mine. And their family produces pinatas. those pinatas, you know, like they're a Hispanic family. These things are really big in the Hispanic community. And they make handmade, beautiful pinatas that are way nicer than the ones you get at like Walmart and stores and stuff. And they're filled with candy. And they ship them all over the world. And they're making like $30,000 a year making pinatas out of their home. Like, you're only limited by your own imagination. And so every family, the days of the, quote, stay-at-home mom and she doesn't produce revenue, that's crazy. I don't know how you would even survive in this world. I meet people who say that, though, and I'm like, why aren't you in network marketing? Oh, I don't want to chase friends. Well, don't. Like, I literally have no friends and no family. Like, if you're a friend of mine, I'll never ask you to join. I won't even talk to you about it. I don't have to. I take it to strangers. I don't post on my Facebook page. No one around me knows what I do. I mail to strangers through the mail with postcards. Like, that's how I run the business. Just like I don't rent my rental houses to friends and family. If you want to make no money in real estate, move in your family into your house. It blows my mind the number of real estate people I meet who somehow feel like they're under some obligation because you're family to put people in your house. That is the fastest way not to acquire wealth. You cannot let your family or your friends keep you from turning a profit. The reason you're investing in real estate is profit. The reason you start a home-based business is profit. Not to assist other people, profit. The best way you can assist other people is be profitable. And then you can pay taxes, which can help pave roads, build buildings, and defend your country. You being prosperous, you being profitable, is how you help the people around you. And if the people around you are putting you in a position where you make less profit, you need to get rid of those people from being around you. I don't care who they are. Those people around you should be lifting you up, not dragging you down. Now, you could advise those people, you could try to help those people, but you should never do it in such a way where you're making less money. You are actually dishonoring and not meeting your obligation to your current family and to yourself by doing that. Just my opinion. So I've never had that issue. I have a lot of houses. If someone in my family lost their house to foreclosure and they needed to live somewhere, let me tell you where they're not living. With me. It's not happening. Under no circumstance would I ever put a family member in a rental property. Why? Because my goal every day when I wake up is to be profitable. Best product, best price. And so we can sometimes let these problems that we arise in life, like a tree falls on the house, that could immobilize you. Or you could see it now as an opportunity to learn how the insurance place market works. And you start dealing with your insurance agents. And instead of making it this adversarial relationship, you use it as a learning tool. And you realize, hey, I can now remodel this house and I'm not even paying for it. The insurance company just paid to remodel my house. And the end result is 4 months later, I'm renting it for $200 more than I was. Thank you, tornado. And so what seems to be a problem becomes a blessing. When you're thinking profit first, when you're thinking expanding and growing your business with your own hands and your own mind, that's how I make money, with my hands and my mind. With my own hands and with my mind. And when you're thinking that every day, this is why it's easy for me to get up and go to work every day. And a guy would say, oh my God, I haven't had a day off in 100 days. This place is killing me. I don't have anyone to complain to about that. Like, I don't have a boss. I have no supervisor. I don't even have my son in public school. He's not in any school system. He does online school. Why? Because I want to truly be financially free. The only person I have to give an account to is the bank. And they're my partner. So we're in business together. And that's true financial freedom. True financial freedom isn't being a millionaire. Although that could help. But I know people, if they were millionaires, would be broke. I have friends that if they had $1 million, would kill themselves. Like, they're broke. And then there's other people that $1 million would change their life forever, right? And so the numbers aren't as important as the process. Process over outcome. So the reason I rise to grind to do the work every day is I'm doing work for me. It's for me. And it's what I do. It's my mission. See what I'm saying? And so my mission is building wealth. That's not everyone's mission. It took me a long time to understand this. Not everyone gives a shit. Most people don't give a shit about building wealth. They care about this month, getting through the month. They're not thinking 10 years out, 5 years out. But the truth is, building wealth is about future thinking, right? Future think. You have to realize the future. This is, you see this when you begin to talk with people about money. So when I look at money, I immediately see, what could that dollar do over 10 years? At a minimum, that dollar is going to double. But you know what happens when you double $10,000 four times? Becomes a lot of money, right? And so how you view money and how you view time is essential to building wealth. It's essential to building wealth. Now, you can't overcome the youth and the wanting to get rich quick. I don't think you can shake that out of a person. I don't think you should. If you're 20 years old and you're like me, like, I trade in the stock market. I invest in the stock market, but I also trade in the stock market. I don't turn my investments into trades. There's a distinction between the two. Just like I might flip a house, but that's a different kind of house than a house that I buy to own for the rest of my life. You don't flip the houses I rent. I buy, repair, and rent 800 to 1,000 square foot homes. These are small houses. These are starter houses. There's no margin in flipping that house because it's only a $100,000 house. The houses that flip for money or the houses that cost $300,000-$400,000, you get them for two. You put 100 into it. And at the end of the day, you got a $400,000 product. You sell it for 400. You made 80 grand for spending 4 to 6 months working on it. That's a different game than investing in real estate, right? And so we begin to see the time equation and how money multiplies and understanding that these are different games they're playing. And as you begin to understand that, don't confuse the two. And that's investing is the same. Investing in the stock market is you investing in American business. That's not buying marijuana stocks. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying marijuana stocks. And if you're 20 years old and you think you've figured out the right one, don't let anyone stop you. Buy the damn marijuana stock, right? Or the Bitcoin or the futures thing or the emu eggs. Every year it's something different. Hey, if you were the guy that bought the tulips before tulips went to a fortune, you probably made a lot of money. But you have to understand where you're at in the time equation, you know? Are you at the latter stages of this or are you at the beginning stages of this? And understand, is this speculation or is this investing? They're different things. So when I get up to rise and to work every day, I'm investing. Like, I'm literally investing in me because every day I build equity. Every day that I'm in, right now I'm painting trim on a house. Do you understand I'm building equity? Like, I'm not paying someone to do that. That's an equity that's being literally invested into this property. My work, every time I do something, is building wealth. Most people can't say that. Most of the things they're doing aren't building anything. Most of their actions, efforts, and activities are losing money. Like, they're paying interest. They're not collecting interest. I'm obsessed with collecting interest, collecting dividends, collecting rent payments. I want to pay out as little as possible and collect as much as possible. And so I view everything through that window of exchange. Why? Because I'm trying to get rich. I want to die with $10, $20 million. Now, I'm going to spend money along the way. Believe me, it's a lot of fun making $10 million. This is what people get confused. You know, I have family members who live by this idea that I don't, and this is, you know, it's kind of like this YOLO phrase. You only live once. And the idea being is, well, why would you save your money? And I don't like that word because I don't save money. I don't save money. I invest it. It's different. Money sitting around saved is useless. Money's a tool. Money needs to be exchanged into items or things or into business or houses or things that are producing revenue. Saving money is stupid. You don't save money. The only reason you save money is to invest money. The terms are different. Again, like some people will say, well, I invest in real estate. And what they mean is they flip houses. That's not investing in real estate. Day trading stocks is not investing. That's flipping. And again, we get confused on what these activities are. And you think that you're, quote, an investor, and actually you're a flipper. That's the difference, right? And so you have to be able to compartmentalize this in your mind and understand, what is the action I'm doing now? Is this a wealth building action, or is this a trade? Is this to make some quick money? See, I use network marketing to make money. But network marketing isn't what made me rich. What made me rich is a philosophical life philosophy of building wealth, taking large chunks of my money and investing it, not saving it, pushing it off. You've heard me talk about the push. The push is you work a job, you work a side business for the profits. You got to have a job to pay the bills. You create something on the side that produces money, quote, profits, because it's not wages. You're not being paid by a boss. You take the profits, you invest the profits into things that throw off cash flow. For me, it was real estate. I then take the cash flow from the real estate and I push it off into long-term dividend-paying blue-chip stocks. And I call it the push. And this is the strategy that I use to create financial independence. And now, to go from financial independence, how do I go from that, which is what I am, financially independent? I don't need a job. I don't have a boss. I have enough money. You know, I'm basically locked into the middle class. How do I go from this to rich? Now, that's my new goal. What my 10X is, how do I turn a couple million into 10 million? How do I do that? Now, I know I can do it over time. In other words, every 7 to 10 years, my net worth's going to double. I've put it in play to make sure that happens, meaning I don't save money. I don't want any cash. I don't want money in my checking account. I want money in my investment account, my brokerage account. I want equity and shares and equity in homes and shares of stocks. I don't want cash. As soon as I get it, I push it into a deal. As soon as I get to $10,000, $15,000, I'm looking for a house to buy or I'm looking for a stock to put it in. That's it. That's all I'm doing. Not a boat, not a new car, not a vacation, right? That's not my goal. I'm not here on planet Earth to vacation. My goal is to get rich. And see, and I enjoy that process. Now here's the family member that I was talking about who will push back and say, man, forget that. I'm not living without. I'm going to live paycheck to paycheck. I'm going to finance. I'm going to have nice cars and boats and motorcycles and all apartments and women. And I'm going to spend all this stuff on this because I don't want to. What good is it to be old with money? It's so dumb. Like, it's so stupid. Because I speak to a lot of older people that are broke. And not one of them ever have said to me, man, I'm so glad I did that. Only young people say stupid things like that. And you realize as you grow older, it's dumb. No one says that. I've never met anyone who's poor and old who says, man, I lived large and I'm really glad I did that. I've never met anyone. Maybe there's some people out there. Everyone I speak with talks with regret. Regret. And so every day I confirm that my path is the right path. You know? A lot of people in America are like, they're like ostriches. They got good jobs. They're smart people. It's no insult of their intelligence. The science of getting rich teaches you don't have to be smart to get rich. Smart people get rich. Dumb people get rich. There's a whole chapter on this. You don't have to be born in a certain area. Because you live in the ghetto doesn't mean you have to be financially ignorant. You can just pick up Google and Google various financial terms. Like, people don't know these terms because they're like ostriches. They just put their head in the sand. I have friends and family. I have friends who have very successful businesses. They're electricians. They're plumbers. They're foundation people. Like, these, they have employees. Successful guys. Don't have half the money I have. And they make more money than me. They make more money than me, and after 20 years of work, have less than half of my net worth. How is that possible? Because they just got up every day, went to work, took a couple days off every weekend, did the baseball with the kids, did the vacation twice a year or once a year, and bought the new cars and had the nice house, and they did all of that. And because they had a good enough business, they can do this. And they do have a nice house. And they do have nice cars. These things are real. They're using them. I understand that. And now they're 50, 55 years old, and they're sitting around, and they go, wow, I'm worth $500,000. I could literally be sitting at 55 with $10 million, but I didn't have a plan. I didn't live on a plan. And my message is to the world, whether you're a bus driver, a door greeter at Walmart, or a mailman, I don't give a shit what you do for a living. As long as you're doing something that makes money, that in the next 7 to 10 years, irregardless of your age, your race, or your financial situation, you can become financially independent. You just need a map. And everyone's map is similar but different. See, the map, the message, and the path are the same. The component parts of the map are different. Makes sense? I mean, you're going to have a different job. You're going to live in a different area of the country. You're going to have different health. So your health insurance would be different price than someone who's healthy or unhealthy. You know, housing prices are different where you live. And if where you live keeps you from this path, like I talk with people, say, well, you can't do that where I live because of this, then fucking move. Like, the reason I dropped the F-bomb on that is you need to hear that. Stop being stupid. Like, you're literally just choosing poverty because you're stupid to say, well, I can't move. That's ridiculous. Move. I've moved 3 times in my life. Each time was to pursue opportunity. I left my parents' house to go to the military. That's to pursue opportunity. I left the military to move to where I moved in Texas to pursue a job, an opportunity. I left that place to move here where I live now to pursue opportunity. And each time my life improved, I acquired more wealth, I got a better job. You have to get off your ass and move places sometimes. Some people need to do that. And yet, I watch people all the time, 60 years old, you know, can't move, live in Flint, Michigan. I mean, you live in one of the poorest freaking cities in America, scratching your head wondering where the opportunity is. What? I can't get my mind around that. I don't know. Maybe when I'm older, my opinions will change, because opinions change as you grow older. You know, the other excuse besides moving that I hear a lot, the excuse, another one that I hear periodically, I have a criminal record. You know, working in construction, I meet guys like this. Hello, I don't have a job. No one's ever asked me for my, I could be a freaking serial killer and do what I do. Like, no one asks, no one cares. If you create value, if you get off your ass and go to work every day and seek work, if you don't have work, your job is seeking work. Like, if you don't have a job, your job is finding a job. That makes sense? You don't have to own a business to be in business. You are a business, the business of you, you know? You are a business. Who is it? The rapper, he says, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. He's making the distinction, in other words, that everyone is a business. Just because you have a job, your job is to spend time doing what it is they hired you, but your life is a business. And if most people were hired to run their life, would be fired. Like, if you ran Microsoft, like you run your life, they would have fired you. And so you just got to be, I just see every area of my life as like a business, is like a trade. I'm so infatuated with stocks and trading and real estate that I see everything through that lens. Is this a good trade? So if what I'm buying, is this a good trade? And I don't do it down to the penny. See, it helps if you can make enough money. Like, I allocate, here's how I handle blowing money. I allocate money every month that I can just blow $1,000. I can just blow it. I don't even have to give an account for what it is. Here's $1,000. I can just spend it this month. If I don't spend it this month, I carry it over to the next month. Maybe I want to buy a $2,000 guitar and blow. That means that's blowing money. I got 12 guitars now. Why would I need another one? Maybe I want one. I'm not taking that out of funds that would otherwise be allocated to investing. This is what Americans do. See, the problem with debt, the problem with your debt isn't the debt. Debt's not your problem. You don't make enough damn money. Because if you made $1 million a month, having a car payment's no big deal. The problem is when you have a car payment, but you only make $35,000 a year, $40,000 a year. Now you got a car payment. Now you got a mortgage. Now you got credit card payments. Now you got this payment. You got that payment. And then guess what you can't do at the end of all your payments? You can't build wealth. Because the first freaking emergency in your life, well, you got to make your payments, right? Got to pay the car. Got to pay this. Got to pay that. Got to pay that or you'll lose it. But you don't have to put money in investing. And so the first area that gets cut is investing. The first area that gets cut is your home-based business that could produce profits for you, but you cut it short because you're too stupid to manage your money, that the slightest little financial inconvenience, you have to cut off your business. You can't stay committed. Some people have gotten their finances in such a state that the only thing you're committed to is poverty and paying bills. You're not committed to investing. You're not committed to building a home business because the slightest inconvenience, the slightest financial problem, the only commitment you have is to paying those bills. And paying bills, hello, doesn't make you rich. Now, you need to pay your bills, but if your only commitment in life is paying bills, it's not possible to build wealth. And so you have to decide. So my message to you, my message isn't to the guy who's squared away, sophisticated, making money. That guy's good. My message is to the guy who's the door greeter at Walmart. What I'm saying to you is, because you're poor, because you're middle class, because you're low income, you don't get a freaking pass on math. Being poor is not an excuse to build wealth. It's not. It's a cop out. It's a cop out. And the reason people stay poor for generations, 5 year, 10 year. I've explained this to you. I've talked about this in other podcasts that you could be on freaking welfare. As long as you consistently invested a portion of that welfare for a 20 year period, you will have money. But people aren't committed to that. What they're committed to is being poor. They will fight you to stay poor. How do I know? Because they didn't do the investing. They're committed to being poor. And you need to ask yourself, what are you committed to? That's my message, man. What are you committed to? Are you committed to work 5 days a week, take 2 days a week off and play and live this hedonistic lifestyle of YOLO? You only live once, man. Why would I want to be rich when I'm old? You want to be rich when you're old because you're smart.